Hi, welcome to my salon, aka Open Mic. I'm Sharon Schmielars, and my fourth guest today is Becca Barniski, reading her poem, Saint Telephone. Becca likes to push a line and the edge of our imaginations. Let's listen to her read.
My booth is a beacon. They dialed and dialed me. I was consulted over and over for years, and then gradually, the receiver cap emits a holy light and hum. No, it is never too late to call. I need you to speak up. What city? What time? What's your emergency? Listen to me. Stop crying. After you light a votive, it's on the third ring. You need to pick up and be brave. Specifically, my numbers 5 and 2 are page 357 in the phone book. Read it from the bottom up, and you'll find what you're looking for, I promise. Yes, please stay on the line. I will intercede on your behalf and follow up as best I can. I'm my own relic, this high-impact, resistant polymer, bone-hard, and now I've wings folded inside my shiny housing. The strange thing is, once I saw the truth, I never looked back. I did not ask around. I just kept praying and praying for God's face to reveal itself. The feathers, they appeared and grew out of hollow tubes, but it was not painful. Each coin drop, more alms to fly your prayers to heaven. The city at night needs me. Whenever I pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary on your behalf, the glow seeps through the phone holes into your ear. It's warm. It feels divine. It even makes the feathers rustle some. Someone left a message to say miracles in my name have already occurred nearby. Ouch. My cord is ouch. Dimitte nobis debite nostra. Mm-hmm.